Welcome to this podcast about Mount Edgecombe and Khrushchev Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Mount Edgecombe is a dormant volcano with an elevation of 3,201 feet on the southern coast of Khrushchev Island, about 100 miles southwest of Juneau and 16 miles west of Sitka, Alaska. In 1775, it was named Montaña de San Jacinto by Don Juan de la Bodega y Cuadra. 3 years later, in 1778, Captain James Cook of the Royal Navy renamed it Mount Edgecombe, likely after Mount Edgecombe at the entrance to Plymouth Harbor in England. This name was later adopted by Captain George Vancouver. The Russians referred to the mountain as Gora Svataya Lazarya, or St. Lazarus Mountain. It was first climbed in July 1805 by Captain U.T. Lisiansky of the Imperial Russian Navy. The indigenous Tlingit people consider the mountain sacred. In the Tlingit language, it is called Lok, meaning to flash or blinking, purportedly because they first discovered it while it was emitting smoke or erupting. However, there is no evidence of historic eruptions in Russian documents or native oral traditions. The most recent significant volcanic activity was post-glacial, producing voluminous pyroclastic deposits. Deposits from the late Pleistocene to early Holocene activity of the Edgecombe volcanic field have been found as far away as Juneau and Lituya Bay, 124 miles to the north. In the 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps built a trail to the top of Mount Edgecombe as part of a New Deal program to alleviate the Great Depression. Today, the Mount Edgecombe Trail is approximately 6.8 miles long and is maintained by the U.S. Forest Service. The trail begins in taiga and muskeg, then becomes steep, ending in a barren landscape of snow and red volcanic ash above the tree line at about 2,000 feet. A three-sided cabin, located around mile 4 on the trail, was also constructed by the Civilian Conservation Corps. The trail is moderately difficult, can be muddy in places, and the last 3 miles involve a steep climb. Bears may be present. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.